Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. We're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in our midst today. We're grateful, Lord, that your word declares that it'll never return unto you void. So, Lord, we're excited. We're excited about what you're doing in every heart and every life of each and every one that is gathered here today. There is no one here by mistake that before the creation of this universe, you foreordained them to be in this house today. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, Lord, I pray that you speak through me, Lord Jesus. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory to you. May they build the people up. May they encourage them, and may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for blessing. Amen. I thank God for favor. Amen. I don't know. Many of you know. I'm going to share this testimony. You might not have known it, but your pastor and his wife just went through a big storm. Most of it we kept private because it was a private storm. We didn't make it public, but the adversary came out to try to destroy us, okay? And it came through the Internal Revenue Service. And we know that I read a sign one time says the Internal Revenue Service can even squeeze blood from a turnip, okay? And so they came at us, and it didn't look good. But how many know that we serve a God of miracles? Amen. And God did a turnaround and performed a miracle. And the reason I'm saying this is because we walk in the blessings of the Lord. You walk in the blessings of God. As a child of God, His favor is upon your life. At times it may not look like it, it may not seem like it, but His word declares that all things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Amen. And God is perfecting and He's doing something. So whatever we might be traveling through, just think about it. God's got a plan. Amen. And I want to talk to you today about walking in blessing. Amen. So let's start by the river. Let's go with my favorite river scripture. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47. You know, there's all kinds of forecasts that have come to this nation of things that are coming towards the United States of America. And I want you to understand, as a child of God, there's a hedge of protection around you. That I'm blessed going out and coming in. We walk in the favor of God. Amen. And there's something about staying in the favor of God. There's something about staying in the favor. And just like that tree that was planted by that rivers of water. And Ezekiel 47 verse number 6. The word of God says. And he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now, when I returned, behold, the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, these waters issued out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go to the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, and they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. The Lord wants you to understand something about this scripture today. The river was running to the Dead Sea. I don't know if you understand it or not, but nothing grew in the Dead Sea. There's no life in the Dead Sea. But when the river of life flows from the throne of God. He brings life to even dead things. God wants you to understand and see today that there's been some things that you've been hoping for and waiting on for the Lord, and they seem to be dead and no hope. And God says the river of life is flowing and it's going to bring life to some dead things. Some people have some dead-end jobs. You might be in a dead-end marriage. You may have some dead-end children. But God said he's about ready to do a turnaround. Amen. I don't know about you, but a turnaround is a turnaround. He's going to turn some things around. Hallelujah. Can you agree with me today? Can you agree with me today? Hallelujah. God wants you to understand that when famine comes to the land, that you're connected to the source of life. Amen. He is our source. He is our supplier. He is my very present help in time of need. Hallelujah. Come on now, church. Come on now, church. So many people are listening to the news forecaster and they're buying the forecast. Life and death and the power of our tongues. I know what God says. I know what he said in his word. He said, you know what he said? Son, I got your back. I got your front. I got your sides. I've got you surrounded. Amen. So look with me this morning in Psalm 36. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Psalm 36, verse number 8 says, and they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light. Amen. River of life and light. Amen. The Lord says this, darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the glory of the Lord shall shine upon you and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. Amen. I'm staying connected to the source. Hallelujah. He is the source of life. That river of life that flows from the throne. And you can go to Revelation 22. And it's kind of interesting that John the Revelator, as he's closing the book in Revelations, he says in Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's a river of life that's flowing to you and I. He is our source. You know, the Lord reminded me when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary to pay the penalty for our sins, to purchase us a place in heaven. The Bible says the guard came and stuck a sword in his side, put a spear in his side. And it says that out of his side flowed blood and water. The blood was for the remission of your sins, and the water was to bring you life, because from the throne of God, Jesus represents the throne of God, and from him flows life to you and I. River of life. He says, all right, just like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, we got to see planted. We're the trees of the Lord, planted by the river of water. We got to stay connected to the source. Amen. Amen. And you know, when the river dries up, there's so much water from being in the river that it has deep roots. The trees have deeper roots. They sink down deep and they have moisture in the ground. And God says, the deeper you get rooted, the stronger and livelier you will become. Amen. Amen. The deeper you get into me, the deep calleth the deep. He says, will you go? We started singing, deep, deep waters, stir them up. Amen. And God wants to stir them up. Can you smile? This is about life. This isn't about death. It's about the goodness and the love of God, that he loves you so much. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. When you get revelation and understanding of who your source is, no one can steal your joy. No one can steal your peace. Hello? Hello? Because why? There's a river flowing from the throne of God. Enter in. What's that song? You know that song?
There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Captives free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Spring up, a well within my soul. Spring up, a well, and make me whole. Spring up, a well, and give to me my salvation abundantly.
Yeah. River of life. That is a song I had in mind, but it's okay. Can somebody be okay? God wants you to understand something. That you're connected. Amen. That you're connected to the source. That we're connected with one another. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm not half empty. I'm full. You know, overflow. God gives more than enough. He's El Shaddai. We talked about it. God wants to pour out abundance. Amen. He doesn't want to drown you. Amen. But he does want you to drown in his goodness. Amen. He wants us to be overwhelmed in him. I don't know about you. Does he ever overwhelm you? Man, I'm overwhelmed by his goodness. I'm just overwhelmed by it. It just blows my mind how good God is, how good he is, and how much he loves us. It just blows my mind. I mess up. And when I used to mess up, my daddy, he would whip me to try to straighten me out. But my Father in heaven, he wraps his arms around me and loves me. Such love, such wondrous love, that God would love a sinner such as I. Such wondrous love like that. Amen? 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 God wants you to be filled with joy and happiness. Amen. In other words, we're looking to the wrong areas and the wrong things. Our source is him. He's the life giver. Amen? Amen? Secondly, he says, planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. And secondly is by the fruit. By the fruit. Look with me in Matthew 13 for a moment. Matthew 13. We're talking about fruit. Jesus said, Matthew 13, 23, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. And he'll bear some fruit, bring forth fruit, 160 and some 30. Here's what the Father wants you to understand something today. The adversary, the enemy, cannot steal what you understand. He can only steal what you don't understand. Hello? In other words, he says for us to that hears the word and understands it. So if we have understanding, even though he'll come and try, he can't steal that seed. That's producing seed. The Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, and Solomon 4. And Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get understanding. Amen? Amen? Because if we have revelation and understanding today, who our source is, the storms and the things of this life cannot steal the life that God has given us. He gave it so you and I could have life in the abundance thereof. And if something is stealing your life and your joy, there's something you don't understand. There's confusion. What does the adversary do? He sows confusion. Amen? He wants you confused. He doesn't want you to understand. Why do you think he makes it so hard for you to open up your Bible and study? I thought that was a great thing Jackie had on there with the warning and being operating in the fruits of the Spirit. Amen? Amen? Because this is where all the life comes from. Amen? This is the word of life. This is what brings life to our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and he says to us in James chapter 3, verse number 17. We're talking about wisdom and understanding. We're talking about by the fruit. We bear fruit because we understand. Because we received the seed and we understood it. He says in James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. He said, we'll be like a tree. We're trees of righteousness planted by the Lord. Amen. We'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. His water is a source that bringeth forth his, we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not. His leaf withereth not. I'm going to call this the blessing, by the blessing. Amen? So no matter what storm, what dryness, what famine comes, it's not going to wither us. We're still connected to the source of life. Amen? We're still operating. And that's when the church is really going to flourish. The church is going to flourish and grow when famine comes to this world and the church is still prosperous and still moving and still operating, and God's going to transfer the money from the wicked to the righteous, and we're going to have an end time revival like never before. And God's going to be magnified and God's going to be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know how I know it? He said it. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man. He needs to repent. God said it. He'll do it. Amen. Amen. So look with me, and we're looking at the blessing in Psalms 92. God wants to speak to somebody in the house today. Verse number 12. We're trees of righteousness. We're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God says in Psalms 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree and shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Those that be planted. Those that be planted. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Their roots are deep. You're connected. This is connection. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Amen. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I might be looking like I'm getting old on the outside, but I'm getting young on the inside. Hallelujah. I know my inner man, my spirit man, is getting stronger and stronger and quicker and faster. He has more energy. He has more power. He has more strength. Hallelujah. This old man, the outside might not look like it, but this spirit man is alive. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Know what? The doctor said you got this or you got that. Are you going to get this because you're this age or that age? You say, no, I'm the tree of righteousness. I'm the planting of the Lord. I got the favor of God upon me. Sickness, get away from me. Hallelujah. Disease, you don't have no right to me. I'm a child of God. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know who you are. If you have understanding who you are, the devil can't play those tricks on you. Hallelujah. I'm young. Hello? 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 What is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? I might look like I'm aging, but I'll tell you what, I feel like a young man. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? The Lord was showing me something yesterday. He was showing me something. We're getting ready to come into a revival like never before. The Lord showed me. I've been running for a few years, 6 miles, probably almost 6 miles a day. I've been running 6 days a week. I've been building up energy and building up strength. And God said this. He said, my spirit's going to come in the house, and you're going to start having church. And they're going to be lined up all the way out to the parking lot. And they're going to be coming in. And people are going to be healed and restored. And you're going to be working for hours and hours. But I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you going. So get your body in shape. God is saying to the church, hey, let's get ourselves in shape. Hallelujah. Ha, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's strengthen our flesh so that we can keep up with our spirit. So when this thing happens, we can run and not grow weary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why you've been walking. You think you've been walking just the way God strengthened you. He's getting you into place. He's getting you ready. Amen. Because we're going to start moving in the kingdom of God. Amen. We're going to come in the house. We might not even have another job. We might even be here 24 hours a day just ministering to people. And guess who our supplier is? God. Amen. Hey, I believe there's an end time revival that's coming to the body of Christ. I believe like never before. I believe there's going to be so many people that are going to be transformed because we know it's going to draw them, the glory of God. And they're going to come into his glory and take his glory out. They're going to come in sick and leave healed. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said he's going to do it. Amen. This isn't just your pastor coming up with some dream. It's God. It's God. It's God according to his word. And all he's saying to us is the body of Christ, hey, let's get in line. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. 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 Amen. You know, he just wants us to get ready. Hallelujah. Come on now. You can get excited about my Jesus. Hey, if we can't get excited about him, how's the world going to get excited about him? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, up in my head, down in my feet. I got the joy, 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 joy all over me. So shout. Anybody got joy with me? Hallelujah. Let me hear it. Hallelujah. I know tomorrow night, I won't watch it, but I'll watch it if Philadelphia wins. If they win, I'll watch the game. That's what excites me about the kingdom of God. I've read the end of the book. We win. Hallelujah. Amen. But if they win, amen, I'll watch every play and I'll shout. Even when they mess up and he throws an interception, because I saw the final score, the interception didn't mean that much. Amen? Because I knew what the outcome would be. God says, if you get in my word, I've showed you what the outcome is. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing right now, hang on. Hang on. He's able to see you through. He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see you through. Hallelujah. So look with me in Psalms 103. Hallelujah. Now let Barbara Judy sing this to you. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things, hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy name.
Now lift your hands in the sanctuary. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless him. is holy name. Hallelujah. 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 He says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. One more time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Somebody leave me out. They're singing out of key. Holy Hallelujah. He says we'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Look with me in Isaiah 55 as we get ready to shut this down and close this message. He says in Isaiah 55, verse 11, he says, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, that it should not be cut off. In closing today, here's what the Lord is saying to you and I today. He says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. And the law he does meditate day and night. He's like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. The chaff droppeth. Therefore, the godly are not so. I'm going to stop there. There's three questions that God asked you in closing today. Who are you taking counsel from? Are you receiving your counsel from the world? Are you receiving it from Him? Who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with the righteous, or are you still hanging with the sinner? Who are you sitting with? Are you sitting with the scornful? The Word of God says in Galatians 6, 7, God is not mocked. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, he shall reap. And what God is saying to you and I in closing today, if you want to walk in the blessings of God, He is saying, you're going to delight yourself in His Word. You're going to allow the Word of God to transform and renew your mind. You're not going to be conformed to this world, but you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. God has purchased everything for you and I to walk in the blessing, to walk in the favor of God. But He leaves the choice with us. You know that God doesn't make anybody do anything. He gave everybody in the room a free will. Amen. So in closing today, hey, the prophet Isaiah, Hosea said in Hosea 10:12, he said, sow to yourselves in righteousness reaping mercy. Break up the fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains his righteousness upon you. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. In the closing moments of service, if you're here today, who's here today and say, Pastor, I've been receiving my counsel from the world and not from God. Is that you? Slip up your hand. I know there's people in here. Come on. Nobody? Yeah, I see the hand. How about, hey, you've been hanging out with the wrong crowd. Is that you? Slip up your hand. Oh, stop fighting it. Come on. Hello? Amen. You've been hanging around with mockers, Holy Ghost mockers, church mockers. God wants you to understand all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. That's as easy as that. So in closing today, can we all just stand together? Lord's led me to do this, so we're going to do this together corporately. This isn't about me or you. This is about a prayer to God, not to your pastor. We're going to pray an assurance prayer today. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. How about you? Can you pray with me? Say, Jesus, forgive me all my sins. I thank you that you paid for my debt on the cross of Calvary. Lord, I receive your forgiveness. Lord, I need help. I need your helper. Lord, stir up the gifts in me. Stir the Holy Ghost up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, for all you're going to do. And Lord, I thank you that I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm going to walk in your righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Give him a shout of praise. It's as simple as that. We don't have to complicate what Jesus already did for you and I. All we are saying to you and I as his church is all we have to do is get a revelation of who he is and who we are in him. And if I get a revelation and understanding of who I am in him, then old things are going to pass away, and behold, all things are going to become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.